I was alone in the room. It was cool and did not smell like a hospital. The mattress was firm and comfortable, and I lay without moving, hardly breathing, happy and feeling the pain lessen. After a while, I wanted a drink of water and found the bell on a cord by the bed and rang it, but nobody came. I went to sleep. When I woke and looked around, there was sunlight coming in through the shutters. I saw the big armoire, the bare walls, and two chairs. My legs in the dirty bandages stuck straight out in the bed. I was careful not to move them. I was thirsty and reached for the bell and pushed the button. I heard the door open and looked, and it was a nurse. She looked young and pretty. "Good morning," I said. "Good morning," she said, and came over to the bed. "We haven't been able to get the doctor. He's gone to Lake Como. No one knew there was a patient coming. What's wrong with you, anyway?" "I'm wounded, in the legs and feet, and my head is hurt."
"What's your name?"
"Henry. Frederick Henry. I'll wash you up, but we can't do anything to the dressings until the doctor comes."
"Is Miss Barkley here?"
"No, there's no one by that name here."
"Who was the woman who cried when I came in?"
The nurse laughed.
"That was Mrs. Walker. She was on night duty and she'd been asleep. She wasn't expecting anyone."
"While we were talking, she was undressing me, and when I was undressed, except for the bandages, she washed me very gently and smoothly. The washing felt very good. There was a bandage on my head, but she washed all around the edge."
"Where were you wounded?"
"On the Isonze, north of Plava."
"Where's that?"
"North of Gorizia." I could see that none of the places meant anything to her.
"Do you have a lot of pain?"
"No, not much now." She put a thermometer in my mouth.
"The Italians put it under the arm," I said.
"Don't talk."
When she took the thermometer out, she read it and then shook it.
"What's the temperature?"
"You're not supposed to know that.
Tell me what it is."
"It's almost normal."
"I never have any fever. My legs are full of old iron, too."
"What do you mean?"
"They're full of trench mortar fragments, old screws, bed springs and things."
She shook her head and smiled.
"If you had any foreign bodies in your legs, they would set up an inflammation and you'd have fever."
"All right," I said, "we'll see what comes out."
She went out of the room and came back with the old nurse of the early morning. Together they made the bed with me in it. That was new to me and an admirable proceeding.
"Who's in charge here?"
"Miss Van Kampen."
"How many nurses are there?"
"Just us two."
"Won't there be more?"
"Some more are coming."
"When will they get here?"
"I don't know. You ask a great many questions for a sick boy."
"I'm not sick," I said. "I'm wounded."
They'd finished making the bed, and I lay with the clean, smooth sheet under me and another sheet over me. Mrs. Walker went out and came back with a pajama jacket. They put that on me, and I felt very clean and dressed.
"You're awfully nice to me," I said.
The nurse called Miss Gage giggled.
"Could I have a drink of water?" I asked.
"Certainly."
"Then you can have breakfast."
"I don't want breakfast."
"Can I have the shutters open, please?"